Welcome to another episode of Talks from St. Peter's, a podcast bringing you live recordings of talks from our services at St. Peter's Church in Derby, a community of faith, hope, and love in the heart of the city.
I want to talk today about that second reading, about yeast. Yeast is amazing stuff. When I was young, tell you what, before we do that, let's pray. Yes, I got so carried away by COVID. Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to meet together. Thank you for the technology that we have, that we can meet together. Thank you that we can meet wherever we are. So thank you for Sung Hee up in Manchester. Thank you for all those people around Derby. Thank you for us here being able to talk to each other. We just pray now that wherever we are, we'll hear you talking to us. Amen. So yeah, yeast, amazing stuff. When I was young, my mother used to make all our bread. So she used to do batches of about 10 2-pound loaves at a time. There were five of us, five brothers. So I think it's fair to say we ate a fair amount of bread. I am the smallest by about 6 or 8 inches. Everybody else is over 6 feet, and then there's me. I'm the runt of the litter, as it were. So she used to use fresh yeast. And she used to give it to us to activate that yeast. Now, all you did was you got the block of yeast, you cut it up and you broke it up a wee bit, and then you added sugar. And that was all you had to do. And within a couple of minutes, that solid block had turned to fluid as the yeast devoured the sugar. And even with the instant stuff people tend to use now, and I did this the other day, if you just add a little bit of water, add a little bit of sugar, within about 5 minutes, it's bubbling away. It's amazing stuff. I was going to show you pictures of that. But during the week, I had a work meeting, and there were 28 PowerPoint slides in half an hour, and I couldn't bear to see another one. So just take my word for it, there's a lot of bubbling going on with the yeast. Bread without yeast is flat. With yeast, it's bouncy and soft. I do love bread, I have to say. Although, to be fair, I do like flatbread as well. Let's just read that passage again, just to remind ourselves. He then told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough. This reading is more complicated than it first seems. And I think that with this illustration, Jesus sets out to make it memorable by making it shocking. In many versions of this verse, it says the woman hid the yeast in the flour. There was something shameful about it. Indeed, in biblical times, yeast and leaven was seen as corrupting. A couple of chapters later, Jesus himself warns about being corrupted by the leaven of the Pharisees. So he's saying, or the Bible is saying all over the place, yeast and leaven are bad. They corrupt. They spread through the whole load of flour insidiously, and they make it bad. And that can be the case. Corruption can spread and spread until it's accepted as normal. I remember those years ago when the Daily Telegraph, impossibly the only bit of decent journalism they ever did, the Daily Telegraph exposed MPs' expenses. And I think the most shocking thing about that was the fact that so many people who were interviewed, so many of the MPs who were interviewed, couldn't see that they'd done anything wrong. They couldn't see that there was maybe something that was a bit morally dubious about some of the things that were happening. And that is no different to us. If we let something happen that isn't right to start off with, before long, we think, oh, that doesn't matter, I've done that before. And then that corruption can spread until it is accepted as normal, until it is accepted as not a bad thing. In our lives, we need to root out the things that aren't for God before they start to colour our attitudes, before they start to colour our whole life. But I don't think that in this reading, that's what Jesus means. Because he says the kingdom of God is like. And he's not saying the kingdom of God is corrupting. Because the thing is that just as sin can permeate our lives in a negative way, so the kingdom of God can do so positively. Just as sin can colour the way we live our lives badly, knowing God can change our whole life, the way we think, the way we act, the things we say, who we are. And in some ways, that change could be almost imperceptible. It's almost like if you're a parent and you see your child grow during the course of the first year of their life, and you see them, but you don't see them. And if somebody visits you who saw them on the first day of their life, then sees them when they're a year old, almost inevitably they will say, my, haven't they grown? Because if you're not there and you suddenly see the before and after, then you do notice the difference. When you're involved in it, you quite possibly don't. And so yeast goes about its quiet business, making the bread rise. So the kingdom of God goes about its quiet business, changing our attitudes and our values. But that gentle action underpins something a bit more. If you see yeast before you mix it with flour, it isn't just a quiet liquid. It bubbles, not violently, but certainly not quietly. So it's bubbling away. As we allow God's Spirit to bubble through our lives, we should be letting it change us, not just our thoughts, but our actions, our words. It should lead us to living our lives in God's kingdom. And that should be noticeable to everybody around us, just like the before and the after. When Jesus talked to the woman at the well, he said that worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth. Worshipping in spirit and in truth includes living our lives his way. And it's allowing God to live his life through us, which is quite a scary thought. The idea that God is living through us. So when people see us, what do they think? Do they think, why, that's a fine God? Or do they think, I want nothing to do with that? And that all sounds very hard. And it can be. And it is. And the only way we can keep that up is not through our own hard work, but by holding on to God and being constantly renewed in him, continually renewed in him. Some time ago, Rachel and myself were playing a game in the sitting room, and I'd made some soup for lunch, and I was about to make some bread, and I whacked it all in the bread maker, and I was looking forward to some beautifully light, bouncy bread. The yeast was quite old. When I say it was quite old, when I looked at the date, it was about 18 months out of date. And let's just say the rise left something to be desired. The loaf was disappointing and brick-like. We need to ensure that we don't go stale like that yeast. That we continually draw fresh inspiration, fresh power for the one who loves us and the one who died for us. And that's the basis of all of this. It's the basis of living our life in the kingdom. The only way the kingdom of God can make a difference to us is if we know, and if we talk to, and we listen to the King himself. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your illustrations. Thank you for the pictures you drew to make it easier for us to understand things. And we just pray now that through the next week and months, we will let you work through us. We will let your kingdom bubble through us like the yeast and help us to rise, to help us be a shining example and a pointer to you, so that our lives are your lives, our words are your words, our actions are your actions. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen.
St. Peter's is a diverse community of faith, hope and love in the heart of the city. If you'd like to know more, you can find us online at stpetersderby.org.uk. Thank you for listening to this episode of Talks from St. Peter's. and we hope you will join us again for our next talk in about a week's time.